it is explained in the scriptures that the climbing on the chariot of the mind, and the living being tries to enjoy all kinds of varieties of experiences in the material world in different directions. Calms the ranging mind by acquiring certain qualities. It is not possible for one to offer it fully at Krishna's lotus feet. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu places the qualifications for one who wants to chant the holy names of Krishna constantly. As he says, one should accept one's insignificant position in front of Krishna. Instead of trying to become a lord of the world or enjoyer. And one who honestly accepts his minute position, he is called humble. Although Srila Prabhupada defines humble in various ways, humility means not to be anxious to be honored by others. Humility also means understanding one's insignificant position. And humility also means not to expect anything from anyone. Humility means to be natural and not put oneself in a state of dhamba or artificial sense of pride. So humility has many definitions. But when one puts himself in a natural state of humility as servant of Krishna, Jeev Krishna Das, Yai Vishwas, Korelitovar, Dukkanai. It is said, as soon as the Jiva accepts, I am servant of Krishna and wants to serve him, there is no misery for such a person. On the other hand, it is said, Krishna Bulya Sejiv, Bhagavan Chakare, Ateva Maya Deya. No, there is another verse which says, Ateva Maya, Jiva, Krishna Bulya Sejiv, Anadi Bahir Mukha, Ateva Maya Deya Samsara Dukha. This is opposite verse. That because the Jiva has forgotten Krishna, he has put himself in a position of master, because of which from time immemorial Maya is giving him dukkha, Maya Deya Samsara Dukha. So in the other verse it says, Jeev Krishna Daya Vishwas Korelitovar Dukkha Nai. One verse is Dukkha Nai, here is Maya Deya Dukha. There are two ways. One is how to become free from dukkha, another one is to get dukkha. So we have the choice. So better be humble and avoid the misery and accept our true position. And also throughout all the turns and tumbles, ups and downs, miseries of the material world, one should not protest and try to counteract them or try to curse them or blame them or accuse them, criticize them. No, one should be very tolerant like a tree, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. Lord Brahma speaks about that particular verse, Tattena Kampam Susumikshamana Bunjana Eva Atmakritam Vipakam. Accept that these are all coming as the reactions of my own past misdeeds. And so a devotee gratefully accepts them without trying to blame someone for those sufferings. And one also should give up all sense of false prestige and should not expect any type of respect from anyone. One shouldn't mind if one is insulted by someone. At the same time, one should be eager to give all respects to others. One should in fact respect every living entity in the world, understanding that the hearts of the living entities are the resting place for Lord Govinda, Krishna. With that kind of outlook, one should fall at the feet of every living being and be respectful. By being so, one will never offend any living being. And when one does not offend the other living beings, it's very easy for one to develop attraction for chanting of the holy name. Because Krishna becomes very pleased by one who respects every living being. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu set this standard of four principles. Humility, tolerance, not wanting any prestige, and one's readiness and willingness to offer respects to all living beings. And in this state of mind, he said, one can chant the holy names of Krishna constantly. Actually, what happens to a devotee, when he follows these four principles, mind becomes, I will reveal the higher and higher, deeper and deeper realizations, which is only purely reserved for those who struggle hard to achieve these four qualities. And then if they have done their homework, then Krishna will reveal to them more and more deeper loving mellows, which cannot be accessed by one whose mind is constantly oscillating due to not having these four qualities. Because in a mind which is oscillating with material deficiencies, Krishna becomes inaccessible. So in the Bhagavad Gita, 12th chapter, beginning with the verse Adveshta Sarva Bhutanam, from those verses you can see Krishna says, the one who follows these qualities is very dear to me. Yomad Bhakta Same Priyaha, Krishna says. So we have to hear from Krishna who is very dear to him and who pleases him. Because nobody can please Krishna with anything material. Krishna is the source of everything in the creation. What can you give to Krishna to bribe him to give you Krishna Prema in return? So he is not going to offer us Krishna Prema very easily. Love of Krishna, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught how to soak oneself in love of Krishna, we cannot experience that unless we please Krishna. And pleasing Krishna is a difficult job because he has everything. What new gift are you going to offer to him? But in the 12th chapter, Krishna reveals his heart, the secret of what all qualities in a devotee that touch his heart or please his heart. So by acquiring those qualities and endeavoring to acquire them gradually, one can please Krishna, and very soon, by pleasing the Lord and pleasing the devotees, Krishna will give elevation, promotion, and realization to a devotee, especially when a devotee approaches the shelter of the holy names of Krishna. Harinam Prabhu ki. Yeah.